Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. And just right out of the gate, on the cell phone, so this is not a microphone studio type podcast, but you don't tune in for that stuff, right? You tune in for the message. It's September 10th, 2018. I'm fired up. You're fired up. You ready to get after it? Let's do it. Just posted to Instagram, and I reposted a quote that went something like this, and I paraphrase, so don't hold me to it, but I'm going to, because it's actually the topic of the show, I think I'll be pretty close on it. If you wait until you're ready, you're going to be waiting the rest of your life. If you wait till you're ready, you're going to be waiting the rest of your life. Doesn't that go for just about everything? I mean, anything new that we want to try and any new venture, I'll do it, man. I'll get it when I got some money, or, you know, when I got more time or anything like that. I'll get to it. You're never. What you're basically saying is we can all come up with a million reasons why you can't get to the gym, you can't quit the job, you can't go do this, you're not going to travel, you'll go see your mom when you can, you'll go see your kids, you'll go do this, you'll reach out to an old friend, all that good stuff. You know, the sad part about that, and a really sad reality, you know as well as I do, right, that stuff sometimes finds a way of, in a cruel, cruel manner, never happening and never materializing. Not because the opportunity wasn't there, not because you didn't have the time, but it's because you just didn't make it a priority. And I'll tell you, I've been on both sides of that equation. I've been on the regret side of the equation, and I've been on the thank God I made it happen, thank God I did it side of the equation. The one that comes to mind, really, the most obvious one to me, was 1997. I was living in High Point, North Carolina with my fiance at the time, Angela. We had yet to be married. And it was also happened to be the same year my mom died. Now, my mom was not, you know, dying. She didn't have cancer or anything like that. You know, it wasn't like she had this drawn out terminal illness, but she was 69 years old and she wasn't in the best of health. Look, if you've listened to my podcast in the past, you know, my mom didn't exactly get dealt a great hand in life. She was an alcoholic, raised 8 kids by herself, drank like a fish until she joined AA, and then even after that, continued to drink further, smoked 3 packs a day, just abused the crap out of her body, and then died of a heart attack in July of 97. And so in the first part of that year, I'm like, yeah, I don't really like it down in High Point. It wasn't a people, although it is. It's funny. The people were so nice in North Carolina, but if you're in the United States and you're from the North, coleslaw to me is coleslaw. Like you go to Kroger, you get coleslaw or you make it. You go down to South, it's slaw. And let me tell you, they put that slaw, you know, right? You're in the South, you listen, you're laughing. They put slaw on everything. Like they were putting slaw on my burger, on my pulled pork sandwich, on it. I mean, I'm like, what? Make it easier for me. What don't you put slaw on? And then you got sweet tea. And then you got sweet tea in the South. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's a different kind of sweet tea. Anyway, I thought that was funny. People were super nice, man. Couldn't have been nicer to me and my fiance, Angela. But I was just feeling something pulling me back, man, pulling me back to the Northeast. So I pulled the ripcord in February of 1997. And I went back to, I think this is just God's way of telling you know, priorities, man, priorities. Just in a roundabout way. I was just thinking, yeah, I'll get it back to mom. Just, yeah, I moved back to Buffalo. It was 80 miles north of Bradford, PA, where my mom lived. And I just thought, that's probably not a bad idea because she's not getting younger and she's not in great health. And then that year, she died of a heart attack. And I was there for her funeral and was there just visiting her the day she died. I was at her house, but I happened to leave. My wife and I had left. We were actually talking about the wedding, getting married, all that good stuff. We drove back, my wife and I did, to Buffalo, back to our apartment at the time. And a few hours later, my mom died of a heart attack, just sitting on the couch. Guess what? Smoking a cigarette. But I say all of that stuff because I'm glad I made that decision to go back to the Northeast in the spring of 97. And to think that's been 21 years, I honestly, it doesn't even resonate with me. I turned 29 years old that time, and it's just unbelievable how time flies. So when I hear people say, you know, I need to wait a little bit to get going, to get started, you're going to run out of time. It's like, I know you think, and a lot of people think, you've got time. But let me tell you, no different than the first 5 minutes of this podcast, you're not getting these 5 minutes back. It's just, you're not getting this stuff back, man. And so, especially when you're in the space that I'm in, when you coach entrepreneurs and speakers and trainers and thought leaders and people like that, a lot of people get into this analytical game, you know? They got to understand how all the widgets work and how everything. You don't need to get that stuff, all right? Now, I'm not saying you got to be as crazy as I am. Just, I am the epitome of ready, fire, aim. And it's not like I brag about that. It's just, it's the way I'm wired, man. I'll figure it out. I will jump off the cliff. I'll figure out how to build the plane on the way down. It's just the way I'm wired. That doesn't mean you need to be wired that way. But also, you don't need to be this individual who has to think everything through and everything needs to make sense, because it's not going to make sense. Entrepreneurship, a big part of being an entrepreneur, the very definition of being an entrepreneur, is someone who takes risks, okay? And when there's risks involved, that means the answer to the problem are not always as obvious. That means you're going to have to jump off and build the plane on the way down more than a couple of times. And that's the very definition of being an entrepreneur, is being a risk taker. Now, as I've mentioned in the past, there is risk and then there's risky. You try to not do things that are risky, although even those times can't be avoided, but that's much, much different than finding something that risk means just you don't know the answer. You know, you can mitigate that. You can try to minimize it as best you can, but boy, the reward on the other end is just off the chart. I mean, if you can find yourself to just get a little bit more of a stronger stomach lining and be a little bit more, you know, risk averse, just like, all right, I know it's going to be a bumpy ride. It's like when the pilot says from the cabin, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get some crosswinds on the takeoff. It'd be a little bit bumpy ride up there till we get up to about cruising altitude, 30,000 feet. We're going to leave the seatbelt sign on all the way through the flight. How much do I sound like a pilot right now? Can you tell I've flown a few times? But we're going to leave that seatbelt sign on until we get into what? Until we get where? Until we get into some smoother air. And that's what you got to do, man. You got to put that seatbelt on, and that may be taking a line of credit from the bank. That may be throwing some stuff on credit cards. That may be borrowing money from family. But like I said, you're taking risk. You're not doing something that's risky. Because if you were doing something that was risky, that would mean that you weren't passionate about it. I'm like, we'll give it a shot. That's risky. That's playing with other person's money, like especially if you're borrowing money from a bank, a family member, a friend, or anything like that. You do something risky, it means you're just not passionate about it. When you have passion, that means that no matter what happens, that flight, hey, if there's turbulence all the way through at 30,000 feet and you thought that you were going to fly from Orlando to Dallas and now that flight's got to go to LA, you're still there, man. You're still sitting in the seat. You're in it. You're in it until that thing lands, you know? And the beauty of entrepreneurship is you will win. You will win. Now, a lot of people, here's the thing though, you got to understand, that win isn't going to look like what you think it looks. It isn't going to look anything like what you designed it. And I'm telling you, it isn't. Ask anybody. Ask anyone who's created anything. Say, hey, did that look exactly how you thought it was going to look? And they'll tell you, nope, not one iota. Now, maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. I shouldn't say not one iota. It probably had the seed of it was in there. Okay, whatever that looked like. Like with Every Day is Saturday. I launched this podcast a long, long time ago. I never in a million years dreamed that it would take me on the journey that it's taken me on. Still, I never thought, and I got to be honest with you here, I never thought I'd have a podcast 12, 13 years later. Never. But I also never dreamed of this podcast being the number one source of new business and connecting with people on six different continents. Think about that for a minute. On this podcast has given me, and if you don't have one, you should get one. And if you're a coaching client of mine, I create it for you and help you launch it. It's a done-for-you service that I do for all my clients. I make every one of my clients create a podcast. Why? Because it's there's no better way to get your message out there. It's non-threatening. There's nobody watching. There's nobody listening to you right then and there live. You can edit it. You can do 10, 12, 15 different takes of it if you want to until you get it down. And then you upload it, and it's on iTunes, and it never goes away. You go to my website, there's podcasts from, I haven't looked. It's 2008, I think. Somebody said they downloaded the latest one, 2008 maybe, 2009. I mean, they sounded horrible. They sounded horrible. But you know what? They were authentic, and I wouldn't be here if I didn't start from there. And had I waited until I thought I was ready, I would have never created a podcast, because I've used this analogy all the time and people get a kick out of it, that I sounded like Porky Pig on a meth trip, which is exactly how I sounded. Completely. If you think I'm all over the reservation now, my show is like a finely tuned, structured machine. It's like a 60 minutes episode compared to when I very first got started. I mean, I can't even tell you how all over. I would start a podcast literally telling the audience what we were going to talk about and then never bring it up again. Not even in that same day, not that same show. Hell, not even in the same month. I never brought it up again ever. Maybe 5 years later. That's how off the rails the show was. But that's what also endeared me to people on listening to the show. And that was just my way of doing it. Now, look, I'm going to say it again because I don't want people saying, well, Sam, look, I don't want to be you. And here's my reply. I don't either. My goal is to not clone another Sam Crowley, but you know, my goal is to have you create a lifetime full of Saturdays where you do not look back and regret and think, I can't believe it was 2018. I heard a podcast from that wacko guy, that Crowley guy screaming at me. And he was telling me that it didn't matter if I kept waiting until I was ready, I was never going to get started. And I listened to him and I heard it, but yet I still waited. And now here I am. I'm in my 50s, I'm in my 60s, I'm in my 70s, and I look now and I really don't have as much time as I thought I had. Now, right now, you listening to the show, you listening, right? You, yeah, nobody else, you. Right now is your time. Right now is the best time. The best time was 10 years ago for you to get going. The next best time is literally when this podcast ends, for you to take one step that is congruent with the thoughts that are in your mind, one action step to get moving. And I promise you, if you do that, the feeling you have when you wake up tomorrow will be one of purpose, of passion, and accomplishment. All right? Now, obviously, taking one action is not going to create this movement that you want to create. It's not going to solve all your problems, but it's a heck of a lot better than using that tired old saying, that lie that you've been telling yourself all this time about you're just not ready. You are ready. You're ready. I mean, there is nobody going to sprinkle holy water over you. Say, okay, by the power invested in me, you are now ready to become an entrepreneur. You are now ready to launch this movement. You're ready. And if you're someone who has just started and you're in the process and you've come up against maybe some adversity, that's great. That's just muscle. That's muscle gains. You go to the gym, you lift, you're sore. You go to work as an entrepreneur, you build a brand, you work 12, 14 hours, you're a little sore. Your brain's sore, you're tired, take a nap, get up the next day, you bounce back, you lose a little money. Of course you're going to lose money. Everybody loses money as an entrepreneur. But I would rather lose money going for my dream than get that every 2 week direct deposit into my bank account from the man who I'm making millions for that has nothing to do with my dream. Give me losing money on my way to freedom than security on my way to Averageville. Give me it all day, every day. Are you with me? All right, cool. I just wanted to make sure you got that message. But I mentioned Instagram. If you're not following me, check it out. Every day is Saturday on Instagram. And of course, you can always be a part of our Facebook group, Sam Crowley's group of doers, dreamers, entrepreneurs. Easy for me to see. Easy for me to say. I'm jacked up, man. I get jacked up. Have you ever heard anybody butcher the English language as much as I have? And still, live to tell about it. That's another thing. I am the poster child for an individual who doesn't do it exactly right and has a lot of fun, because I laugh at myself. I love to laugh. I love to make others laugh. And I stopped taking myself seriously the minute I left the corporate rat race. All right. That's what freedom's about. Stop taking yourself so seriously. All right. I'm going to hit the eject button now so you can get to creating that one focused action that is congruent with the thoughts that are happening in your mind, which is also in line with that dream that you have every night that wakes you up at 3 a.m. that you got to get going on. All right. Let me know you're doing it. Hit me up on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. I'll see you back at the show tomorrow. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.